Good evening. Thank you very much, Brother Mok. Today, we shall now dwell on the Word of God as to how we should live when we are all surrounded by the perplexities and problems of the end times. The end is very near, and the Apostle Peter was concerned that he was reaching the end of his life, and he mentions in 2 Peter 1 verse 12, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I'm in the tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Servants of God must not be negligent to declare the word of God without fear nor favor of men. Peter must have remembered the painful memory of his denial of the Lord Jesus and how the Lord Jesus restored him, asking him, lovest thou me? And the Lord Jesus asked him, feed my lamb, feed my sheep. So on three separate occasions, Peter is commanded to feed the Lamb of God. All we are his sheep have gone astray, and we need to be brought back to remembrance how we were delivered out of darkness and brought into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ, how we were saved from our sins and brought to the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Yes, the Apostle Peter asked for the hearers to remember the word of God, to remember the trustworthiness and the reliability of the evidence which he has given to them. Yes, Peter was favored with the transfiguration, and he heard the word of God. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. So Peter was an eyewitness. And in addition, he goes on in chapter 1, verse 19. We have a more sure word of prophecy, knowing this verse, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Yes, we have a reliable source of evidence, and it was an eyewitness evidence plus the infallible inerrant word of God. And all of us, whether you are a Sunday school teacher, you're a pastor, you're a leader of the church, you are told not to be negligent, not to be careless with handling the word of God. Why? Because the sheep of God are now living in perilous times. The signs of the end of this age has been described by the Lord Jesus. And the first one is, there will be iniquity shall abound, lawlessness. You can watch the news every day that there is lawlessness in every country in the world. Evil men will wax worse and worse, and so the love of many will grow cold. And there are false prophets, false teachers, who will bring in damnable heresies. They will deny our Lord Jesus Christ. And you see the sexual immorality in the world, the pernicious ways, the licentiousness, They are all unrestrained sexual activities. There is covetousness. Yes. Peter goes on to give the examples of angels even who sin, who came down to earth to cohabit with women, and they were also punished and cast into hell. Another example was Noah. Noah was a preacher of righteousness, and yet the country that he was living in was full of wickedness. And in Genesis 6:5, it is said that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The earth was corrupt and filled with violence. The imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. So God had to destroy the earth at the time of Noah with a great flood. Then came along Lot, who decided to stay near Sodom and Gomorrah. And he was vexed with the filthy conversation and behavior of the men of Sodom and Gomorrah. And while the angel of God was preparing to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham intervened and pleaded that even if there were 10 righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah, will they destroy? They say, "We have come to destroy it with fire and brimstone, because their sin is very grievous. There is gross immorality, homosexuality." Yes. So the earth was destroyed at the time of Lot by fire and brimstone. We have water flood the whole earth. Now we have fire and brimstone. The end times, there is another destruction, and this is also by fire. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 and 12. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. So much description, clearly likely nuclear war. Seeing then that these things should be dissolved, what manner of persons ought it to be in holy conversation and godliness? So angels were cast into hell. At Noah's time, he preached to the people. They refused to listen, and God had to destroy the earth by flood. And in the time of Lot, there were not even 10 righteous men. So God destroyed it by fire and brimstone. So in the last days, yes, the earth shall be destroyed by fire and dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. But however, all our blood-bought children, all who have been saved by the precious blood of Christ, they have this comfort and promise that by the divine power and the precious promises of God, they will be kept from this very disastrous end. Now Peter exhorts the members of his congregation. How should we then live? How do you prepare ourselves that we should have this holy conversation and godliness? How do we prepare ourselves to be godly, to live in this earth, to declare the holiness of God? You are told that we are to be diligent. The servants of God are not to be negligent, but the members of the church are to be diligent. You are to give all diligence to make your calling and election sure. So you are to add to your faith the seven qualities here mentioned by the Apostle Peter. Add to your faith virtue, moral excellence. Then you are to have the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, intimate knowledge. Thirdly, you should have self-control, temperance. And then fourthly, you have to be patient, and you have to have godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity. These seven qualities are added to our faith so that we will never fall. We will never fall away if we hold on to all these. Because why? We are comforted by the divine power of God with his precious promises. However, if you are deficient in this faith and these seven qualities I mentioned here, if you are deficient, you are blind, you are short-sighted, you have forgotten that you were purged from your old sins. If you don't have this in you, no godliness and no holy conversation, you are blind, short-sighted. However, if you are diligent, you will pursue virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity, then you will confirm your calling and election. You will never fall. And you will be able to enter into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You will have be partakers of the divine nature. Oh, may God help us during these last days, that we will all prepare ourselves for a great and glorious day when we will meet up with Christ, that we will never be ashamed, that we will be able to look him in the eye and hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." So, dear brothers and sisters, take heart. Do not be troubled by the perplexities, the intractable problems that are in the world, but take heart that there is our Holy Father with his divine power and his promises to keep us safe, that we will not suffer all these end times tribulation and suffering. Let us pray. Father, we thank thee that thou art a pardoning God. I thank thee, Father, that thou art holy and all sin must be punished. But yet, Father, we thank thee. You have shown us of your grace, your mercy, and your long-suffering. And that you will not want to seek the death of any of us, but that you have cried out, "Live, that we should all live, that our dried bones may be revived." Oh, Father, have mercy upon us during these last days, that we will not be misled by false teachers, false prophets, and the rampant sexual immorality, covetousness. Father, we pray that you will help thy children to prepare themselves for that great and glorious day when we will meet with Christ Jesus our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.